Well, for this year's festival, you've got around 20 entries of short films from 32 minutes down to 1 minute. And I was thinking that some people might be surprised that there's this variety, this much filmmaking activity in Central Illinois. Do you think this is typical around the country?
I am not sure. That is a very good question with Champaign-Urbana. I think it's a natural inclination to say this, although I think it also does a bit of disservice to the filmmakers whose work shows up in NAF, that with the popularity rising each year of the Roger Ebert Film Festival, that quote-unquote, of course, people are suddenly interested in film, which I think there's a yes and a no to that. Certainly, the people who make the films that show at the Newark Film Festival every year, some of them are professionals. Some of them are clearly hobbyists, and then you have that gray area where people do some professional work, whether it's commercial or industrial, and maybe how they kind of counterbalance that is they make other types of films on the side.
When I think back to when I was a kid 40 or 50 years ago, if people were making movies on their own, they might be using an 8mm camera, essentially a home movie camera, maybe 16mm cameras if they had a little money. What are people making movies on today?
I think it takes all kinds as far as equipment is concerned. You have everything from the higher end equipment as far as what they call, high definition 2K picture, a 4K picture, which just talks about the resolution of the image frame by frame, from the Red cameras, the Blackmagic cameras, certainly products from Panasonic and so on. Some people use equipment that's even tinier and more modest down to your phone. For instance, we have a short film playing the NAF this year called I Was a Teenage Nosferatu, and it was completely shot with a cell phone.
How does it look?
Not bad. They were smart in that they probably took the limitations to the picture quality into consideration. They affected the silent films of the teens in the 20s. Certainly with Nosferatu in the title, you can expect that. So it has a black and white sheen to it. They added effects to give it that old film quality, with speckles and stuff like that. I mean, curiously, because it's a cell phone, the picture is actually vertical. This is the first time I believe we've ever shown a movie where you're going to have dead areas on the sides as opposed to the letterbox effect that a lot of people are used to now where you have slight bars on the top and the bottom. But otherwise, it looks appropriately shadowy and moody, and they did a fun job with it.
Can you pick out any other films that stand out in this year's festival?
Absolutely. Closing the beginning block, which will take place at 6 o'clock, is The Pooka, which is a slightly surrealistic comedy drama produced by Shatterglass Films here in Champaign, directed by Luke Boyce, who is their creative director. It stars actors Lily Raines and Chris Sullivan. The latter had a part in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And it is a short film about a man in a rabbit costume who shows up for a party at a house thinking it's a children's party when it actually is the remnants of an adult party. And it has an interesting quality to it, and it's offbeat and definitely different. It was shot in Champaign-Urbana, and they did a good job with that. Another short that I would like to point out is The Sheriff's Children, which is directed by Mike Boddicker of Roseline Productions in Danville. He recently has relocated to New York. It is set just after the Civil War. It's based off of a short story by Charles W. Chestnut, who was a very prolific writer in the late 1800s and early 1900s. He is African-American, although of mixed race, and it's about a sheriff and a former slave who's under his watch, and the dynamic between the two of them as a lynch mob is attempting to get at the former slave.
I see on the festival website that a few of the entries are from Central Illinois natives who now live in Los Angeles. Can I assume that they're working or at least seeking work in the film industry?
That's right. In the cases of Paul Brooks, who produced and directed the thriller Below Decks, and Lucas Miller, who did cinematography work on a short called Lost Dogs, Both of them did indeed move to the Los Angeles area to continue plying their trade. And the thing that I'm proud of, you know, the fact that these folks, as well as others for past festivals, have even thought of the NAF as a way for them to be able to show off, you know, their newest work to a hometown audience, as it were. And the fact they're both quality shorts just kind of helps their cause.